8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote.
Yep.
Whoops.
Okay, try that again.
Uh-oh. Damn. Nope.
That's yours.
Good. Yeah, you've been playing with my button.
Yeah.
Miss Lytle, one more.
Why don't you put Lytle on?
One more.
There you go.
6-0
right.
In favor. Approve or entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Thiemann. Vote. 6-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on. Annette?
I don't have anything today. It's business as usual, I guess. Nobody's been in to complain, so.
Everybody's happy?
As far as I know, so.
Okay.
We're out taking pictures, doing pickup, taking care of the transfers, so.
Since you're here, we usually don't get you to visit. I don't want to put you on the spot. Talk a little bit about pictometry. How's that going? Or are you using that or what?
We still need to do our training class on that.
Oh, you do yet. Okay.
So she's, where are they going to do it? Through like a WebEx type program. But we have used it to measure some buildings that we haven't been able to get to.
Okay.
Seems pretty accurate because once you talk to the people and they tell you what size, it matches up. So
matches up.
We've found quite a few new buildings through it. So if you ever walk by our door, you can see a whole table back there full of cars that have buildings that didn't have building permits on them. So
what's the procedure on that then?
Yeah.
Do they get fined for not having a building permit? Or somebody had said there was fines for not having a building permit, is that right?
Talk to
who finds?
Well, I guess
to Nancy. I guess
do you add, but if you find that building and you add it
that
to
building,
their tax roll,
we add it. Yep. Yeah.
So do you go back and add previous years, or it's from this, when you find it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Current. So.
Denny?
I think I just I have a hard time dealing with people who don't do what's right. And when we catch them, and that's exactly what we do, if we didn't catch them, they would never declare that building. And I can't imagine for all of us and all the people that we represent who are complying with the law and do everything they can to comply. And then you find those people who don't, and then they just get off scot-free. All they do well will get their building on, and that's good. They got to pay taxes, but they should. Anyway, that's my feeling.
My understanding is, though, we do have a fee system or program in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. You do. I think it's like $150, but it's like I was telling Matt. Sorry, what you're saying, you know, and unfortunately, I think that's a small minority of people that are trying to slide that, but there's no repercussion other than $150 if you
don't. Do we actually, are they assessed $150 after we find that?
That's not our area.
Yeah, it's not through it's through the zoning, or the Nancy.
Yeah, with the building permits.
Yeah.
But then they have to be given that information. If we don't, so we have a lack of communication. Is that what we have here?
I'd have to talk to Nancy because I honestly don't know how many she's actually sent out like a letter and say, okay, now you have to come.
Yeah, I don't know how many she's ever fined or how many.
Would you please tell the assessor, and will you please investigate that a little bit? I'd like to have some answers on that. I've played with this for years. And I think it's time that we do something and we let people know. If they understand that if they don't put that building on and we find out that it's not, they're going to get a fine, then maybe some of those people are going to say, hey, I better get all my stuff on. And I think we need to do that. The people that are paying now are paying for them.
But you think, compared to what a new building is and the taxes they're going to pay, you know, that fine is pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Compared, so.
But you know what? We tell them they can't get away with it.
Yeah.
What else do they get away with? I'm sorry. If you let people know that they can get away with things just by doing that, you tell them, oh, it's okay. I'm sorry. I don't think it's okay. I think it's totally wrong.
$150 doesn't go very far, though, compared to the year of taxes.
Right. But a lot of them, you are.
$50 fine if you put up a building. And I agree with you, Danny, but I'm saying it's tempting, you know, if you know that your penalty is $150 and your taxes for a building are $1,500 or several thousand dollars, it's tempting to say, well, I'll ride that out for a while and see if I can just pay that extra $150.
I'll cheat and let my neighbors pay the taxes.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just.
That's like saying to Gus, let's not arrest anybody for breaking the law because it'll be okay. And I'm sorry, it's not. And I think, feel very strongly, it's not okay. So I've mouthed off today. Stayed up half
and
the night.
And you won your election last night. Think of what you'd be like if you won to one.
So, yes, yeah. Exactly.
But Danny, what you point out is a current lack of diversity in our taxing structure in the state of Nebraska that unfortunately incentivizes people to try and skirt around. Provides an incentive to say, I can't afford that much. I don't want to pay that much. So disproportionately with all the property tax that we assess on people, which is the revenue that we get, yeah, I think to some extent people try to hurdle some of those things.
Agreed.
For $150.
Well, but
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If they avoid that to save $150.
Somebody, you know, well, they don't get a permit for a new building. It's no different than somebody out there, you know, tearing trees up or plowing up their grass and putting in dry or putting out a pivot and not reporting that either. So.
And I don't know how Nancy handles it. I know one time, at least I did, we had some conversation with her. Maybe it was at one of the zoning boards. She has implemented, when she's known about some of these, she has implemented some fines and they've paid
some.
Yeah. But now I don't know how many or what or how this is handled or anything, but I think Denny's right. We need to have some communications there so we're both on the same page as we go forward.
And we're trying to keep them separate, the ones that we pick up through pictometry or something and those that actually have a building permit. So.
So I didn't mean to have that kind of discussion when I brought it
That's
up.
Okay.
I was more curious about if it was working or what.
Yeah.
I created the conversation.
No, that's
not
okay.
Not you, Master Chairman.
That's okay. No. Thank you. Anything else for the good of the order?
We got 8 minutes. Let's see if we can get Danny going again on something.
Wow. First time.
Otherwise, at 8:39 on the clock, we'll adjourn Board of Equalization.